We're there in the famous corner window. I mean, Russell doesn't ask about it. He's playing around with the window. And we're looking down the garden, and there's a group of about 25 students standing there looking lost. Like, you know, we've come to this fucking house, and what are we going to do? And Russell's saying, just you stay there. We're never going to interview you. This is history. Team recorder on. And Mrs. Schroeder was fascinating. I mean, just like live history, pouring out of her. I mean, just talking about Max Stamm, she's talking about Cabusier, Nice, like all one day, because Rietveld and she, question mark, had been an item. But one day she said, I'm looking out the garden and Cabusier is walking up the garden path. What? Yes, he's come to see Gerrit about the glass, plate glass. Good quality plate glass was a big issue for domestic architecture in the 20s. In fact, so much so that Frank Lloyd Wright, some of his glass, came from department stores that were being demolished, and they nicked the glass. Reused it because it was high volume. Well, we're going on with this, and Mrs. Schroeder's talking about the mobile walls and how we've got this, never quite liked them, and she thought it was a wonderful practical thing. And she's demonstrating to us by getting up, you know, walking over and sliding the walls. And it was being the subject of a renovation, that was it. And then, well, at that stage in the interview where you think, well, you know, Russell's got everything he needs and got all the details he needs and we've taped everything, we're just about to get our coats and go, thank you very much. And Russell launches in with a $1 million question. did Rietveld, Mr. Schroeder, did Rietveld, did you make love? Is that, ooh! Just dive out the corner and be like, bye! And she did that beautiful Dutch European thing of just dusting it off the table.
Laughing out.
Don't be silly, you amphibian creature. Russell. I'll probably still go